Hey guys, this week's episode of the podcast is brought to you by the good people over at gadgetofthemonth.com. They have cables, they've got chargers, they've got lenses, they've got lights, they've got me on my podcast telling you they're nice, so you should check them out. They ship worldwide, and they have a 90-day money-back satisfaction guarantee, so please, spare a second and go over there, check them out, show some love over at gadgetofthemonth.com. But for now, enjoy the show. Hello everybody, recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I am your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and most importantly, a nice guy trying to not finish last. Before we go any further, if you'd like to continue to support the podcast, please, you can rate us and review us in the world famous iTunes store. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, make sure it comes to you every single week. Once it's uploaded, you can do that in iTunes or in the official BlackBerry podcast app, or by heading on over to our Podomatic.com site and copying and pasting the RSS feed of the show into whatever podcast player you choose to use. If you're on social media, the old Facebook, the Twitter, the new MySpace, High Five, whichever, feel free to tell a friend to tell a friend to look us up, and remember to hit that like button for us over at thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. No guest on the program this week because unfortunately there was a funeral and the guest I had planned to interview, understandably, had better things to do. But listen here, if you're busy this week, I will pelt you with something next time I see you. Please believe... What? I can't threaten people via audio podcast? Oh. Okay, well in that case, I'm just gonna tell you all the story of my week. So, my latest goal in life has been to acquire as much money as I can in, like, the shortest amount of time possible. Because, honestly, I need it. I mean, I've got wheels in motions, kids. I'm trying to get to the moon, but to do that, I'm probably gonna need a rocket ship. And, let's face it, even if you get one of those, you still have to get rocket fuel and a team of physicists, at least one with a mohawk, and maybe a flux capacitor if you're doing it the fun way. Plus, I'm thinking that the only way I can use this shiny new degree in biology of mine is to do at least a few more years of post-grad schooling and the homework, hooray. So, like the ashiest of elbows, I suppose, I'm trying to get the cream, dollar-dollar bills, y'all. My mindset, as of late, has been to throw resumes everywhere and hope for the best. Like, I've lost count of how many I've sent out, but this week one place finally decided to hit me back. Earlier this week, I got a call for an interview on Wednesday morning, and I was like, sure, because Lord knows I wasn't doing anything at the time. I mean, like, over the last couple weeks, I've legit had days where I didn't have a single thing to do, and if you know me and my current situation in life, then you know how buggered that makes me. Like, I can't have this many people close to me balancing two jobs while going to school while I stay in bed until, like, noon. So, truthfully, I was probably just happy to have a reason to get out of the house. However, when it rains, it pours, and when it pours, people drown and they die. I probably missed some steps there, but whatever. All of a sudden, it felt like everyone needed me to be everywhere. Like, drive this person here, pick someone up there, deliver furniture to this guy. At one point, I was in front of a police station at, like, 10:30 at night while Marvin's Room was playing for some reason. Thank you, Shuffle. And all of a sudden, I couldn't help but, like, reevaluate my life. It was one of those moments. Side note, as I was sitting in the car, these two girls walked by. I guess girl A was giving girl B a ride home, but girl B ends up walking towards my car while I'm sitting in the driver's seat. And I guess she didn't see me because she goes to girl A, hey, isn't this your car? Girl A says, no, I'm parked, like, somewhere else. But then she looks into the car and is like, wait, is that an actual person in there? Now, my family has an on-running joke about me being, like, the darkest-looking person ever, to which I say, pfft, yo, if anything, I'm milk chocolate, bro. Like, for real, the C in CSA pretty much stands for cocoa. Not even cocoa. Kakoa. Yeah, you gotta throw it out whispering. It's totally necessary. But apparently, I was invisible to these two chicks, even though there was a fair amount of light in this parking lot. It wasn't pitch black. You could have seen me. I felt like Charlie Murphy in the Rick James skits on Chappelle's Show. I was like, darkness. That was me for at least a good couple of minutes, and it was the most awkward I felt in a really long time. I mean, there was music playing. It was like Marvin's Room. Oh, I hate everything. Anyways, the night before the interview, I got an email telling me what I needed to bring with me to the interview, like forms, IDs, this, that, and the third, etc. My issue was that I needed to print off a few things from the computer, but my printer doesn't have any ink, or at least it didn't at the time. See, what we have is like this printer, copier, scanner dealy, which is a ridiculous contraption in a sense that when one part of it doesn't work, like the rest of it stops working. It's like if you were to stub your toe and all of a sudden you couldn't turn your neck. That's the way it acts. I mean, this one time I was trying to scan something and it told me it wouldn't work because it didn't have sufficient ink. So I ran out of the store on Tuesday. I figure, okay, I'll just go pop in, get some black ink, and I'd be good to go. Hours later, after I came back from the store, when my lazy ass decided to print my stuff, I turn on the printer and the printer's like, yo, I need ink. So I put the new cartridge in, but the printer's like, yo, color ink. And I said, no, I just need to print black. And the printer goes to me, no, buddy, look, you need color ink. Trust me. At the moment, I felt like, dudes, have you ever argued with a girl and then, though, even though you know you're right, you still end up wrong? That was how it felt as I sped off in my car at a ridiculous hour of the night trying to find a place where I could get color ink to not use. Now fast forward to Wednesday, everything was printed out, but I was still tripping. Not because I was nervous, quite the opposite in fact. It's like I was so not nervous that I was slowly becoming paranoid about the fact that I wasn't nervous. I ended up driving to the place where I was supposed to do the interview, which is perilously close to a strip club. I don't know why there were that many cars in a strip club parking lot on a Wednesday morning, but I couldn't help but find it hilarious. I ended up going into the interview spot to meet, like, the Vex West Indian receptionist. I didn't know if she was Guyanese, I didn't know if she was Trini, but she was so angry about everything in life, I figured now was not the best time to find out. Everything was good. I was sitting by, like, this glass door where this, like, Canadian goose was giving me, like, the most evil eye while its head was turned on, like, a 270-degree angle. While its head was also next to its butt. I don't know what that means in goose, but I think it's dirty. I'm not really sure. I don't speak Canadian goose. I ended up meeting the girl who's supposed to interview me, and that's when things literally went from cool to wick-mazing, which is obviously a combination of wicked and amazing, because first mostly, in the words of Bobby Bottle Service, brown girl. So, logically, I'm with my people, right? Like, this should be easy. Now, I don't want to go into the details or sound like I'm bragging, but to make a long story short, yes, I did well, and I got the gig, as well as her email address, which I did not ask for, but what can I say? Kakoa. Am I right? Thank you. So I figured the day was done, but it wouldn't be a me story unless there was some sort of ridiculous twist. Side note, if you don't like toilet humor, you might want to bail out of this episode of the podcast right now because shit is about to go down. I'm going to try to protect the innocent, so please bear with me. I got this message of sorts, a communique. I'm not going to say where I got it from because I don't need any of you would-be investigators/stalker types going through my various contact lists to figure out who this story involves, but it went a little something like this, and I do believe I'm quoting, "Yo, define a shart." End quote. Now, I have an eclectic group of friends, so obviously I reply to this without any hesitation whatsoever. I'm like, it's like when you fart, but a wee bit of poop comes out. Then I got a reply to this text message. Now, this might be the only situation in life when a person could be content with a reply that just says K, because Lord knows the reply I got was totally out of left field. Maybe not even from left field, like an adjacent ballpark or something. He or she, because I don't discriminate, maybe this was a female, probably not, comes with a reply along the lines of, okay, I think that just happened. Now, I don't need this in my life. At this point, I almost really, really, really want to scrap my phone because I don't ever want to have it involved in such fuckery again. Although, for the record, since I was already in pretty deep, I figured I'd at least hear the whole story, so maybe I brought this on myself. But apparently someone was sitting at their computer desk and tried to get away with a little silent but deadly action, but the release valve, if you will, wouldn't have shut or something along those lines. I apologize for this being graphic. Also, the description of this story that I received involved the words warm and rush to describe this tale of someone's tale to me. So, yeah, I'm sure you feel like you didn't need to hear any of this. But you know what? If I have to live with it, so do you. So that was my life this week. I hope yours was better in every conceivable way. I'm not even exaggerating. I hope no one had to put up with such fuckery as I did. Before we go, you know the drill. I've got plugs I've got to throw your way. I'm on YouTube.com under the name GeniusBoy88. I'm on Twitter and Clout at ThatCSAGuy. And don't forget to check out my blog, thatcsaguy.blogspot.ca. You can rate, review, and subscribe to the show in iTunes and via the BlackBerry podcast app. And tell a friend to tell a friend to like the show and go hug someone. Go spread some positivity. Tell your mom you like her. And that wraps it up from here for another week. You have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. And remember, I'm not normal. Never have been, never will be. Thanks, Kat.